This is the Hog Kong Football Podcast.
Kowloon, Kowloon, Hong Kong. We like Hong Kong. That's a place for you.
It's back again, Hong Kong Football Podcast, coming to you from Kowloon, Hong Kong, in a week in which a late show from Fernando means Kitchy overcome Tai Po. We've got not that much action to talk about this week, aside from the Sapling Cup final and an FA Cup final on Saturday involving the same two teams. But stick with us, because we'll also be talking transfer news, managerial appointments and end of season awards. And because we are still Hong Kong's premier weekly English language local football podcast, my name, as always, is James Legg, and I am joined for this penultimate regular episode of the season by Tobias Dusser.
Hi.
How's it going, Toby?
I'm great. And just for the record, while I'm sitting here very, very proudly with my Hong Kong FA shirt, James is wearing his Guangzhou Evergreen shirt. What happened there?
This is a shirt that I wear, you know, like around the house where no one's going to see it, like in podcast audio-based scenarios. And I wasn't expecting it to be raised, but yeah, there is quite a contrast between my shirt and yours. It was one of the ones that they gave away for free when Evergrande played Eastern at the Mong Kok Stadium a while ago. So this is a piece of Hong Kong football history. Okay, so moving on, Sapling Cup final.
Yeah, sad.
Yeah, Kitchy 2, Tai Po 1, no goals in the first 84 minutes of this one. Who were the young players on the pitch for this Sapling Cup final?
I think for Kitchy, Barak Braunstein and Sebastian Buttle started. And Tai Po, of course, Tan Chun Lok, no surprise there. And Chiu Siu Wai.
Yeah, Tan was actually the captain for this game, which, of course, he's not really a sapling in the sense of someone who needs to be given game time or anything like that. It looked like in those first 84 minutes in which nothing happened, I've only actually seen the highlights, but it looked like Tai Po did have a few chances, even match anyway. It was all decided late on. Fernando opening the scoring in the 85th after a lovely dinked cross to the back post by Danny Cancela. Fernando reached that pass to poke in from a yard or so. And a few minutes later, Fernando again, this time hitting in a rebound. Tai Po keeper Lee Hon Ho saved a Braunstein shot, but could only parry it to the Brazilian, who made it 2. Leung Kun Chung did get one back for the men in green with a header, but it wasn't enough, and Kitchy claimed their second trophy of the season to add to their league title. And I suppose the question now is, will they make it 3?
Of course. No, honestly, I don't really have any doubts that they will. I think at this point, we have to admit that in order to beat Kitchy, you need a huge amount of luck on your side on that day. On this last weekend, the heat also played a role, of course. The first half, what I've heard and seen a little bit, was quite slow and maybe similar to what we've seen the weekend before, which again is a good idea to wrap up the season here in May.
Yeah, I mean, we got this on the last game of the season, didn't we, when we went to watch Tai Po Pegasus. The heat really was clearly having an effect on the players, especially players for teams who have smaller squads, you know, players who've played every single game this season. That isn't actually the case with Kitchy. They have such a big squad and they have so much talent and depth that they can rotate people in and out. And if players do tire after 60 minutes, they can replace them with players who are just as good. That isn't the case with, well, basically any other team in Hong Kong.
Right, and the fact that they can send players like Jordi Torres to the Hong Kong Soccer Sevens at the same time. Of course, he wouldn't have been eligible to play because he was cup-bound when he played for Liman before, right?
Ling Ai Hoi was also a starting centre-back. But was he also cup-tied because he played for Pegasus in the season? Ah, okay. But yeah, the fact that these players are just kind of floating around their squad playing in other competitions at the same time tells you a little bit about what's going on here. So anyway, yeah, the two teams will play again on Saturday, again at the Hong Kong Stadium in the FA Cup final. Well, my next question was, what chances you give Tai Po? It's probably going to be hotter, if anything. You know, there's probably going to be more incentive for Kitchy to win this game than the Sapling Cup final. Kitchy, with no disrespect to the young players who played in the Sapling Cup final, would probably be an even stronger starting 11. So any chance of me convincing you to at least say that Tai Po have a chance?
It's football. You always have a chance, right? But the chance is not very big. That's all I'm saying. And I think it's fair to say that. The target for KJ this year was to win a treble. I would call this then the small treble instead of the big treble.
It's a treble. It's not the treble.
It's not the treble.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, I think that they have enough motivation to win the last trophy as well. For Tybo, it will be hard. And the reason is what you have just been saying, because the squad depth is not there. This is why I just say Tybo could have a chance, but it will need a lot of luck.
And this is from an ardent Tybo fan. This saddens me quite a lot.
It was a long season, really. I'm getting tired too.
One exciting thing while we're on the subject of the FA Cup final is that we will be there from 2 p.m. outside the stadium handing out our season review.
Oh, yeah.
For anyone who doesn't already know, this is the printed 32-page magazine, completely free of charge. It's in English and Chinese. We have some articles about Hong Kong in the AFC Cup and the Asia Champions League, about the whole national anthem booing saga. We've got season awards. We've got an interview with a player who I'll tell you about a little bit later. And yeah, come find us, get a free copy. That's all I'm telling you. There's no advert, doesn't cost any money. Okay, there's one advert. There's one advert for Toby's website, offside.hk, but there's no adverts for any companies outside of this two guys.
That does not mean that we don't want advertisement for the future.
That is true. If you own a company, do get in touch. We need this money. For next season. But for now, all I'm saying is come, say hello, and get a copy of this magazine, which I'm sure will be a collector's item. It's limited to 1,000 copies, just like last year, and even better than last year's brilliant season review.
Of course. And it's coming fresh off the presses?
It's literally right now I'm holding in my hand the USB stick that it is on. We are about to take it to the printers. So barring some kind of printing disaster.
On Saturday, it would still have this very fresh smell of new magazines.
Warm from the printer. Right.
You can probably smell the cloud of new magazines when you approach Hong Kong Stadium that day.
The fog.
Fog. The mist.
Freshly printed literature.
Just follow your nose.
The Hong Kong Football Podcast comes out every Wednesday. You can make sure you never miss our latest show by subscribing on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
So Toby, what's going on with Yuen Long?
Nothing much. Though the time is ticking and it doesn't seem that they will find a sponsor anymore, given that also the entire team is now dissolving, a lot of the players are signed by other clubs already, and now that they have also lost the coach, eventually we'll come to this in a moment, it doesn't look good. And by the end of May, they will have to make this decision, and everything that we can see right now suggests that they won't be here anymore next season.
So they won't be in the Hong Kong Premier League, they'll drop down to Division 1.
Yes.
Become an amateur team.
Which is sad.
Which would be very sad.
Yeah.
And if that happens, we wish them a speedy return. You know, for anyone who isn't a regular listener, they are, apart from Kitchy, probably the best supported team still in the Hong Kong Premier League ever since the departure of South China. Trips to Yuen Long Stadium are always fun. There's always a lot of people, always a good atmosphere. It's a nice stadium. It's a club with great links to its community.
And it's an orange club. How many orange clubs are there?
Very few. Yeah, it will be. If we really, really hope that they don't leave Hong Kong. Yeah, they won a trophy this year. They won the Senior Shield, the only team other than Kitchy to win a trophy, the only team domestically to beat Kitchy this season. And yeah, they're going to drop out, it looks like. And so for all of those reasons, it's a really sad day coming last season after the departure of South China in similar circumstances.
And let's not forget, last year, our coach of the year was Tsang Chiu Tat for Yuen Long.
So speaking of which, Tang, the still relatively young coach of Yuen Long, he's left. He's got a new club, but he will not be the coach. He will be assistant coach at Lee Man with their newly unveiled head coach, Chan Heung-ming.
Yes, and Chan Heung-ming, I think we have already alluded that this move might happen. Chan Heung-ming is quite famous in Hong Kong, but also in Macau. Most recently, he managed the Macau national team. They had quite a few good matches under him and good results. Before that, of course, he gained fame in Hong Kong. He was a player early on in his career, but then particularly as a youth coach for the Hong Kong representative team. And then later on, he was involved as coaching staff for the 2009 East Asian Games, and then basically managed some of the biggest clubs like Eastern and Pegasus as well in the league. So he's a well-known name and generally regarded as a very tactical coach, and therefore I think great addition to the league. And I think it also gives credit to Zhang Xutat, right? And the reason I believe why he's also hired by this club is because maybe half of the team or the new incomers will be Yuen Long players, and he already knows how to work with them.
And really get the best out of them as well. This season hasn't been as good. In the previous season, in 2016-17, they were particularly impressive. They were, you know, maybe the surprise of the season. And what he did with the limited resources at his disposal was really impressive. That's again true this season. They've won a trophy, even if their league performance wasn't quite as good. I wonder if between them, Zhang and Chan can improve on Li Man's 8th placed finish. They were very good at taking the lead in matches, we know that, but they just need someone who can help them not to give away those leads afterwards.
Right. At least they took some of the best local players from Yuen Long so far. They signed Chen Hing Kuang, Tam Lok Hin, and Yu Wai Lim from Yuen Long, and also Cheng Xiu Guan from Rangers. But it doesn't seem so far that they moved in the direction of title contender. It will be interesting to see where they want to position themselves in the next season. There were the rumors that they actually would like to challenge Kitchi, but I'm not sure if this is still the target, given the resources you would need to put into to challenge Kitchi eventually. That said, one news that also came out recently is Fabio Lopez, the 40-year-old centre-back of Yuen Long, finally announced his retirement.
Oh, a mini Hong Kong football legend.
Right.
Not quite Hong Kong football legend status, but he's done, what, like 5 seasons at Yuen Long? He's a Hong Konger now, I believe. Right.
I think he's already been here for 10, 12 years, so a very long time.
Yeah, and he's a very popular guy with the fans of Yuen Long. He's a real figure at that club, and yeah, it's a shame. It makes sense with Yuen Long being relegated for him to go now. But so he has announced his retirement?
Yes, and he will still be involved in coaching though. And this is also something he's already done in the last few years. What we've mentioned earlier, right? Everton and Walter Suarez Jr. will go to Eastern.
And I believe rounding up the Yuen Long exodus is their arguably best player, except for maybe Everton Camargo, Tikau, who has moved to Southern.
Yes, Southern just announced the signing of Tikau together with Marco Krasic from Rangers, defensive midfielder, centre-back, who is the cousin of Milos Krasic, who used to be a Serbian national team player a while back. I just found that out myself. And at the same time, what we've also heard, Diego Garrido is leaving Southend so far.
Okay, but before we dive too far into next season and what's going to be coming up after the summer, we have just had the Hong Kong FA season awards. Who won, Toby?
Aside from Christian Waddell. But a lot of trophies indeed went to the Hungarian midfielder. But so let's start with the best 11 first. Goalkeeper, Wang Chenpeng.
I think that's inarguable.
Yeah. And it's somehow, I think, fair that he finally gets his recognition, because he always seemed to have been overlooked, right, in recent years, despite good performances. And now how many goals he conceded this year? Very few.
I think it's actually more than he conceded last season.
Oh, really?
But yeah, it's true though, isn't it? Because this year it was only really between Lee Hon Ho and Wang. And I think that's fair. Whereas in recent years, it's actually been between Zetak Him and Yapung Fai, neither of whom have had the best seasons this year. And so it makes sense that the other two will get the recognition. It's the goalies from the top two clubs in the Premier League. And I personally think that Wang does edge it.
Right. Okay, moving to defenders. We had Fabio Lopez, and I think this was a kind of recognition of a life's achievement award. Mm-hmm. Definitely a popular player and deserved to have this like final mention.
Definitely.
Who else we had? We had Kim Bong-jin from Kitchi, the younger of the two Korean defenders. Who was it? A very good season? What do you think?
Yeah, although I was surprised by the lack of Helio, who I do still consider to be Kitchi's best centre-back.
Right. It could be because of his long-term injury. Like he was on and off the pitch for quite a while before the ACL and then also in the end of the season. Could be, but that's just a guess. Then we had Tung Kin Man.
Which is a bit weird.
Why is it weird? This is, I think, one of the examples where you can see you need local heroes. And he was appreciated, I think, by a lot of fans this year in particular, because he was one of the few local players who actually regularly played for Kitchi and had also a very, very good ACL campaign in particular.
Yeah, I do. But I think the fact that he only really comes in as a utility man, and that's great, of course, like having some guy who can come in basically across the whole defense and never really let you down. Like he always looks like he's in shape and things like that. But I just think it's strange to pick someone who is essentially a utility man for his team. But nothing against the guy. I'm just saying.
Fair enough. I can understand where it comes from. And who was the last one?
Cheung Chi Young of Hong Kong Pegasus.
Right. Center back, actually. I just realized we rarely see him in the national team, right?
Yeah.
Too much competition on this position in particular, I believe.
Yeah, it's also a position which has been particularly monopolized by non-Hong Kong-born players who, over the past few seasons, the management appears to have had a preference for, let's put it that way. But well done to him. That's a bit of recognition. And interestingly, it's the only recognition that any Pegasus player got, which is very funny because when you think of Pegasus, he's not the name that springs to mind, but well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. That, speaking of which, let's get to midfield. Of course, Christian Vadoc was in there. In fact, it was a bit of a kitschy show. You had Vadoc, Fernando, Huang Yang, and the only non-kitschy midfielder, Wong Wai, of Taipo, of course.
Yeah, I think Wong Wai definitely deserves to be in there. I think the name that is really lacking here is Hao Emir.
I think 100%, yeah.
Yeah, but which is just the way how these awards work, right?
Yeah, exactly. For me, the top players across, you know, not even just when you're picking an 11, when you're picking the best players. You know, Vadoc was number one, but probably two and three were Joao Emir and Wong Wai, maybe Igor Sartori. And out of those, only Wong Wai actually gets into this team. Who's up front? The brilliantly named Everton Camargo, and good for him. Good season. A bit of a struggle, I think, to begin with. And Yuen Long not had as good a season as I thought they were going to have. But he's in there. And Lucas Silva, top scorer, of course, he's in there. I'm a little surprised, once again, lack of Pegasus recognition for Travis Major.
Yeah, it feels a bit strange.
Is this the popularity contest aspect of this? Think about it. Everton Camargo and Fabio Lopez both get in. Yuen Long have a lot of fans. The Pegasus players, who we've mentioned, apart from Cheung, don't get in and they don't have as many fans. Do you think that's part of this?
I think it certainly plays a role. And you remember last year we had the same issue around Nikola Komencic, who got no mentioning in the end of the season awards.
Despite being the Hong Kong Football Podcast player.
Exactly, exactly. But that said, right, Travis Major gets honor recognition in our magazine. But to find out more about this, you have to pick it up.
Yeah.
This Saturday. That leaves us with the coach of the year.
Once again, the anti-Pegasus conspiracy. Now, I think this is ridiculous, actually, because I think there can be no question of who the coach of the season is. I think it's Yung Ching Kwang. I think the difference that he's made to Pegasus, I know that they finished third in the end, not second, and that's, you know, that's quite a difference, but the uptick in quality between last season and this season is huge. And there aren't that many arrivals. Actually, the team's fairly similar. I guess Muhammad Awal would be the only key arrival. He's got the best out of so many players, like Chan Su-ki, Wu Chun-ming, Joao Emir, especially Travis Major. Fong Pak Lorne has had a great season as well. And I think they lacked an identity last season. They have such a strong identity this season in the way that they're playing. And that has to be at least largely down to the appointment of Yang. And I think he wasn't even nominated for this award. But of course, the award was won by Alex Chu. Of course, kitschy coach. Great season for them. Of course, they went unbeaten in the league. And they've won at least one other trophy as well as the league title. And that's great. But I just think, one, they were already champions. So it's supposed to be an of the year award. It's supposed to be, what have you done this season? Taking a team that won the league, losing only one match all season, and then making them win the league, losing no matches. I don't see that in comparison to Young's achievements.
Right. And trophies shouldn't be the sole indicator for a coach of the year, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Then we had the youth player of the season, two of them.
And you can't really argue, Cheng Chin Lung was the winner along with Lam Hin Ting, his former Dreams teammate back when he was on loan at Dreams. Cheng not only scored that colossal goal for Kitchi in the Champions League against Kashiwa Reysol, but he was very important for Dreams when he was on loan there at the start of the season. Lam has just been a great energetic force at wingback all season for Dreams. He's also got 6 goals in all competitions from wing back, which is impressive. And I think it makes him the joint top Hong Kong born scorer in Hong Kong football, along with Wong Wai.
Right. So again, I fully agree. There's nothing to argue about these two selections. And then we had the man of the hour, Christian Vadoc, bagging 3 trophies. That was the Footballer of the Year award. Then the Players Player of the Year award. That means he was also selected by the majority of the players in the Hong Kong Premier League. And
Most favorite player.
So I think he was the one who won the popular vote.
Ah, okay.
Right.
So it's kind of like a
Hillary Clinton. No, not the Hillary Clinton.
He's like the fans player of the year. And
yes.
Yeah. He's also the Hong Kong Football Podcast player of the year.
Most importantly, you cannot have a season award event without giving one award to Yaphong Fai. He got the Yahoo Most Searched Player Award, which...
What does that even mean?
...recognizes that both people looked him up on Yahoo.
That must be factually inaccurate. Surely, if you're going to give it to anyone, that must be Diego Forlan.
Well, it begs first the question, who is using Yahoo to look at players, right?
It's true. You don't say, oh, I'll Yahoo that.
Right.
No one made Yahoo into a verb.
So maybe it's a goalkeeper thing. I don't know.
Maybe he just uses Yahoo a lot.
Yeah, that was an interesting award. And then we had goal of the season by, was it Fung Pak Long?
Yeah, and I don't even remember it. Like, this is really bad. No, I must have watched it, and we must have talked about it. But I honestly, off the top of my head, if I was to go through our script, I'm sure I'll find it. But I honestly don't remember it.
But that's it. You can already sense that probably we have chosen another goal of the season.
Yeah, so should we talk about our awards? We've already kind of, you know, mentioned a few of them, but player of the season, of course, was Christian Vadoj. Coach of the season, as alluded to earlier, was Yeung Ching Kwong. Young player of the season was Cheng Chin Lung. So another agreement with the consensus there. For me, goal of the season was Marcos de la Spada against Yuen Long away for Southern in, I think, March. It was just a great goal. He gets it back the goal, jumps up, chest, and an overhead kick.
Right.
They actually lost the game. But that for us, congratulations to Yuen, Vadots, Marcos de la Spada, and Cheng for those awards. I'm sure that they're very proud. We'll try and get a copy to them if we can of the Hong Kong Football Podcast season review. Did you notice how I've actually learned how to say Christian Vadots' name properly?
Yes, I've been there when you learned it.
Yeah, when we did the interview, we asked him how he says it. It's Vadots.
But these three awards were not just the biggest news for Vadoj. Just even bigger news came right afterwards. What was that?
Well, he's been called up to the Hungarian national side.
Right.
Which is huge for a Hong Kong Premier League player to be playing, well, basically for any national side that isn't Hong Kong. And for it to actually be a, you know, relatively big European country is, massive. Firstly, congratulations to him. And what's that for? They're not in the World Cup, so...
No, they're not in the World Cup. He will take part in two friendlies. I think one against Australia and the other one against Belarus. And this was one of his goals, right? But what I've heard, that he wants to be back in the Hungarian national team. And in a sense, maybe it could even be good news for Kicsi that Vadoj even gets recognition and gets called up while playing in the Hong Kong Premier League, which shows that he is on the radar and his achievements here are fully recognized by the Hungarian national team coach at the moment.
Yeah, of course. And it's great recognition for Kicsi's season, especially for Vadoj's season. And yeah, it has to reflect well on Hong Kong football to at least some degree. So yeah, very, very big congratulations to him. And yeah, as I just alluded to, we do have a Christian Vadoj player of the season interview, which will be dropping on Saturday, the day of the FA Cup final. Of course, you don't have to listen to it then. You can listen to it afterwards. But yeah, keep an eye out for that in your podcast app. And I think that's everything for a relatively short and not too football-filled episode of the Hong Kong Football Podcast. We'll see you next week after the FA Cup final. Hope to see you at the final. Come and get those magazines off us. Until next week, take care. Hope your team wins. Have fun watching the football. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a place for you.